Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Berks and Lehigh Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about higher education and ways to afford what is becoming a hard to pay for thing, and that is college. We have a new program called the 529 Savings Plans. Talk to us about what these do and how it can really benefit those looking to go to school.
For families looking to plan for higher education, the Pennsylvania Treasury offers the PA 529 Guaranteed Savings Plan, in which growth is tied to the rate of college tuition inflation, and the PA 529 Investment Plan, which offers 15 different options by the Vanguard Group. Contributions to PA 529 plans are deductible from Pennsylvania income taxes, grow tax-free, and when used for qualified educational expenses, are federal and state tax exempt as well. Both plans provide flexibility to pay for higher education expenses at most higher education institutions across the country. The PA 529 Guaranteed Savings Plan is designed to enable your savings to help keep pace with the rising costs of higher education. The PA 529 Guaranteed Savings Plan is now offering free enrollment, which is a $50 savings, for all new accounts open before September 30th at pa529.com. Again, pa529.com. And to take advantage of the free enrollment offer, use the code name SUMMER2017. Again, SUMMER 2017 when prompted. Families may also enter for a chance to win $529 to get started at pa529.com/contest. Again, pa529.com/contest up until September 30th.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is a great opportunity for those who love to enjoy the outdoors, and that is $1 fishing licenses offered on Labor Day. Talk to us about this opportunity for people to go out and learn the joys of fishing.
Well, to encourage the love of fishing, the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission is offering two special fishing opportunities to fish on Labor Day, which is September 4th this year. The first is a $1 license for adult residents and non-residents, good for Labor Day only. The second opportunity is the Mentored Youth Pan Fish Day. This opportunity provides youth anglers who have obtained a free mentored youth permit or have purchased a voluntary youth fishing license an opportunity to fish on 19 panfish enhancement lakes. Panfish include bluegill, sunfish, black and white crappies, and yellow perch. The 19 lakes will be open to all anglers all days, but only mentored youth participants, adults and kids, may keep fish under the minimum size. More information, including a list of lakes, is available at www.fishandboat.com. Again, www.fishandboat.com.
And finally, Representative, there is great news out there for first responders and fire companies across the state. It's a program. The grant program is available that has been ongoing for years and years. Talk to us about the Fire and EMS grant program.
We always like to make sure that we thank our first responders and make sure they have the appropriate resources to carry out their jobs. Fire companies and ambulance services throughout Pennsylvania are encouraged to apply for this year's grant program from the Office of State Fire Commissioner. The application period will open on September 6th and close on October 20th. Grants may be used for construction or renovation of a unit station, the purchase or repair of equipment, training, or debt reduction. The maximum grant amount is $15,000 for fire companies and $10,000 for volunteer ambulance services. Career ambulance companies can apply for the grants so long as they are designated as the municipality's primary EMS provider. A total of $30 million will be awarded through the program, which is funded through state gaming proceeds. For more information about this program, you can visit the Office of State Fire Commissioner at their website, www.osfc officeofstatefirecommissioner.pa.gov. So again, www.osfc.pa.gov.
Representative McKenzie, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie.